From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. An explosion along a gas line is adding to uncertainty in Egypt. Authorities are investigating the blast in the northern Sinai Peninsula. NPR's Philip Reeves says local officials suspect sabotage.
The blast led to a fire that could be seen for many miles around. It happened in the town of El Arish, close to the local airport, and less than 40 miles from the border with Israel and the Gaza Strip. It's occurred at an extremely volatile time in the Middle East, which is nervously monitoring the fallout of the Egyptian uprising. Israel receives much of its gas from Egypt. Its officials will now be seeking to find out whether this was an attack on its supplies. Some reports say the blast in fact hit a line running to neighbouring Jordan. Gas pipelines in the area have been attacked before, last July by Bedouin tribesmen complaining of mistreatment by the Egyptian government. No one's reported hurt in today's blast. According to an Egyptian official, the fire's now been brought under control after the gas flow was shut down. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Thousands of anti-government protesters are still camped out on Cairo's Tahrir Square, demanding the departure of President Hosni Mubarak, who's been meeting with members of his economic team today. The state news agency says the meeting took place this morning in the presidential palace in a suburb of Cairo, miles away from where protesters are gathered. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is warning of a perfect storm in the Middle East. Speaking at an international security conference in Munich today, she urged regional leaders to embrace democratic reform, despite risks of short-term instability. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, condemns the physical assault, intimidation, and detention of dozens of journalists and human rights activists in Egypt. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva on what Pillay says is an attempt to stifle news of what's going on.
High Commissioner Pillay says the journalists and human rights defenders were arrested for practicing their professions. She's calling for their immediate and unconditional release.
The authorities must order their security and intelligence forces to cease this extreme harassment at once.
Pillay also urges the authorities to keep communications and internet services open and protect media premises. She accuses them of restricting or manipulating the free flow of information and says this must stop. She notes change is coming to Egypt, as it has come to Tunisia. She warns the Egyptian authorities must respect the human rights of their people if they wish to maintain stability in the country. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
President Obama is calling on businesses to do more to help the economic recovery. In his weekly address, the president said government is obligated to make the country the best place to do business, but he said businesses also have to do their part. In the GOP address, Congressman Jeb Hensarling of Texas calls for spending cuts and fiscal reform. This is NPR News. There's going to be an investigation into whether Toyota intentionally hid evidence during a lawsuit filed by a woman paralyzed in a car accident. Court documents show a district judge in Texas has named a special counsel to investigate the issue. Toyota settled the suit, but the victim later filed a motion to hold Toyota in contempt. NASA astronaut Mark Kelly has decided to return to work at NASA while his wife, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, continues to undergo rehabilitation at a hospital in Houston. Carrie Feibel with member station KUHF has more on Kelly's decision.
Kelly will return to space April 19th as commander of Space Shuttle Endeavour. He says he made the decision because Giffords continues to exceed her doctor's expectations. And he also said this is what she would want.
Space flight is a risky business. Apparently so is being a member of Congress. We take risks every day in our lives. And from my perspective, I've always evaluated, the risk with what the benefit is. And I really value what NASA does and the space shuttle program. I think it's very important.
Kelly declined to give any specific details about Giffords' ability to speak or move. He said only that she is making steady progress every day. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.
Authorities in Washington State are keeping an eye out for leaking fuel from a fishing boat that sank Thursday night. The Coast Guard says a flyover is planned today. A light sheen in the area around the Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary was reported after two flyovers yesterday. The boat sank near the northwestern tip of Washington State with some 3,800 gallons of diesel fuel on board. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.